Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Today's trivia theme is basketball. We had baseball last week, and we had to go back to basketball because, you know, March Madness just finished, and the NBA is getting ready for their playoffs. In the next segment, Mike's going to introduce his guest, which will be kind of fun. Russell, we were talking just before the coming on about before coming on the show about watching UConn beating Purdue. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
There's the age-old adage, which is that the better team beats the better player. You know, the team that's got, you know, A-level players, the team that has an A-plus player plus and surrounded by F-level players, which unfortunately showed
last year. Yeah, it's guys. Amazing. Zach Edey, he plays almost all the minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he only came out for just a little. That's really amazing for that.
The rest of the guys didn't even show up, you know, and that was, I felt really bad for Zach that he was putting out all that effort and the rest of those guys couldn't make, a shot from anywhere, you know, on the floor after about the first quarter of the game, which was a shame. It should have been a lot closer and a lot more competitive, but Zach's team didn't show up. It was just him. He was the only guy that showed up yesterday.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Russell, no question about it. Zach Edey's the best player on that basketball court. You give him the ball in the low post. He turns around, does a hook, you know, slams it home. The rest of the team, look, he was the best player on the court. The problem is Connecticut was the best team, period.
Exactly. All right, guys, stay with us. When we come back, Mike is going to introduce his guest. Don't touch that dial. Sports Ecom 101 will be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners, how can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408-408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. Mike, introduce our guest. Your guest.
If you insist, I will. Okay. Listen, we're going to talk about the great game of baseball. It is America's game. And with me is a guy that I've had an opportunity to get to know over the last few years. He'll be a tough interview. I got
to
tell you.
We're always nice to our guests.
No. Listen, I want to introduce a gentleman from the Jacksonville, Florida area. He is actually the Vice President of Marketing and Media. His name is Noel Blaha. Noel, welcome to the show, coast to coast, border to border, around the world. We're happy to have you. Nice to see you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity, Mike, and it's great to be on with you, Russ, and Ed. Just happy to be here for sure, and talk about anything you'd like to in the world of minor league baseball and share my experiences and kind of what things are going on right now in the minor league baseball world.
And you represent a great franchise out of Jacksonville, Florida, AAA affiliate, the Jacksonville, wardrobe reveal, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. I'm wearing it in your honor. I'm not getting paid for this. I had to go to the ballpark and buy the shrimp myself. But the Jumbo Shrimp, a relatively new name team in minor league baseball. We want to talk a little bit about that. But I think before we talk about the Jumbo Shrimp, give us the overall state of the state about minor league baseball, first of all, and what it means to the success of a healthy overall baseball game at the MLB level.
Yeah, no, I think the one thing that I'll say right off the bat is that minor league baseball clubs are so dependent on the communities in which they reside. And my great mentor, Mike Vec, had a great quote that said the baseball team needs a community more than a community needs a baseball team. And so I say that to say we view ourselves as a community asset, and we are able to do what we're able to do because of the great support from the communities. We don't have the multi-million and billion-dollar TV contracts. We don't have the national marketing dollars that are coming in. We're dependent on guys like you, Mike, that pick up the T-shirts and buy the tickets and come to the games. And there's a statistic out there that I think it's something like 70% of everyone that lives in America is within an hour of a minor league baseball stadium. So my right off the bat, I'll say if you live near a minor league baseball team, please support it. Buy a ticket to a game, buy a t-shirt, buy a hat. You know, all that stuff counts and matters. We're small businesses. You know, we employ 30 people full time. And we operate, 75 ball games a year. So, and that's, we're not unique in that. You know, we're one of the 32 AAA baseball teams. There's Double A, Single A, Low A. They're all across the country, and that really is the fabric.
Well, you guys would make a lot more money if you didn't have all those first class tickets for all the players, right?
Well, and that's part of it too. What a lot of people don't understand too is within the minor league baseball world what those financial responsibilities are. Yeah. We've got a PDL license with Major League Baseball, and we've been assigned to be an affiliate of the Miami Marlins. And so all the players that are on the field and in the dugout, the strength coach, the manager, the hitting coach, they are all Miami Marlins employees. So all those players that you see, whether it be in Yakima or here in Jacksonville, across the country, those guys are all under contract with the major league teams. And our responsibility as our business and our organization is to provide them a place to play, uniforms and the travel expenses as well. And so we work that out with the Miami Marlins. We've got a great relationship with them, but that's if the first baseman drops the ball to lose the game, our general manager doesn't call him in and yell at him or fire him. The Marlins handle that stuff. So it's unique, especially in a place like Jacksonville, where we're a major league market. We've got an NFL team and people want to win.
You're Single A, right?
We're Triple A.
Oh, you're Triple A. Okay.
One step away from the majors. Yep.
Okay. For some reason, I thought. Oh, I am looking at Triple A. I'm thinking I only see one A, but it's Triple A. Yeah. Right. What do they call rookie ball? Is that Single A?
So rookie ball is a level below Single A. It's a shorter season. Okay. It starts in June. Allows the players to finish their collegiate careers or get drafted and go into the short season.
Okay. So being Triple A, you are one step away. And would Double A also it would be affiliated with the Marlins? They'd still be under employees. One level.
Yeah, all those affiliates from the Triple A down to Double A, Single A, and rookie ball, all those guys are under contract with their major league affiliate. And those guys, I mean, they're investments for the team, right? They've scouted them out of the South America or the Dominican or college ball or even high school in the United States, and they've signed them. They made an investment with them. Those guys make their money essentially off of their signing bonus, and then they get paid a monthly rate to play throughout the season. And so it's real interesting. I've worked at each level. I've worked at Single A, Double A, and Triple A. And just it's interesting to me, especially when we were at the lower level, Single A and Double A, the parking lot. You could tell who the bonus baby was based on the size of the vehicle they were driving. And you could tell who some of the collegiate guys were based on what they were reading in their lockers, whether they had Tolstoy or whether they had comic books. You could tell who the high school guys were and the collegiate graduates and stuff like that, too. So it's a really interesting dynamic. And I think something that these major league teams have done a good job of is teaching them financial responsibility, because you've got a guy who's signed out of 17 years old out of Venezuela that is sending half of his paycheck back to his family, next to a guy who is a graduate of an Ivy League school that might have an economics degree, next to a kid from Nebraska that just finished high school and went right into pro ball. And they've got a varying level of financial understanding. And it's real interesting to see, for sure.
Oh, good. Mike?
Listen. One thing, Noel, is, the jumbo shrimp at the AAA level, vibrant stadium, vibrant community. But talk a little about your and I think it's behind the scenes look, of all the new things that went, because you used to be called the Jacksonville Sun.
Yeah.
Suns. And then you made this change from the Suns to the jumbo shrimp. By the way, the logo is about as cool as it gets. I mean, I know kids out in the West Coast that love this. I love this logo, especially my nephews. And but talk a little about this is a business sports show. Talk about the business aspects of that transition, the difficulties that you came into, and also why the jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the team was known as the Jacksonville Suns previously, as well as the Jacksonville Expos for a brief stint as well. We took over ownership of the team in 2016 and played a season as the Suns. But we realized that our business model was vastly different than what the previous ownership had. And the easiest way to kind of break this down to people is think of your favorite restaurant, maybe undergoing a management change or an ownership change. You know, we're going to keep the menu items there that you like. We're going to have the baseball. We're going to have the hot dogs and beer, obviously, too. But what we wanted to do was turn the page of the history of baseball in Jacksonville. And we intentionally wanted to come up with something that was fun and wacky and made you smile, because our business model is affordable family fun. And we want to attract families. My marketing is all geared towards moms, because we know that mom is the decision maker in the household. We know that the sports fan's going to find the standings. They're going to know that we just went on a road trip and won a series in Durham. But the mom that's looking for something to do this weekend with their family that's outdoor, that's safe, that's inclusive, they may not think of us. So we view ourselves as competing with a movie theater, the beach, and air-conditioned restaurants.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here for a trivia question. We're talking the NBA. Now, I think I have this up to date, but let's say within the last 2 years, okay? Which player has played the longest in the NBA? Right? That's our trivia question. Call 888. Or actually, you know what? Just email edward@sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. Which player has played the longest in the NBA? So who had the longest career, I guess, is really the trivia question. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101 with Edward Brown. And that's me, Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Noel Blaha. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome, you're back to Sports Econ 101. We had a little glitch there, but we're back. All right, trivia question number one. Which player has played the longest in the NBA? Who had the longest career?
You're talking currently in the NBA.
He definitely, it's definitely a name you'll know. It wasn't somebody, you know, way back in Will Chamberlain's time.
Okay, so you're not talking historically, you're talking like...
Well, he's now retired.
Now
so
retired.
Who had the longest play?
Who had the longest career? I'm gonna say Vince Carter.
Yes. Wow. Very good. Good guess, Vince Carter.
My title is NBA trivia champion.
Yeah. All right, Mike. You want to reintroduce our guest? You had some good questions you wanted to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I want to welcome in, of course, Noel Blaha. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Media, and I know he wears other hats as well, of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, a AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. And, you know, one thing, Noel, that I think is really interesting about the baseball and the AAA level, I'll talk a little bit about you just hit on the name, the Jumbo Shrimp. Is it almost like you have to have something different to get people's attention? That's A. And then B, I mean, it is a, and I think you and I have talked off the air, especially at the minor league level, it is a entertainment scenario all the way. It's not just baseball, is it?
Correct. Yeah. And so when we wanted to come up with a new name and we had these brainstorming sessions, we wanted something that was fun, catchy, memorable, and had some sort of local tie-in as well. So obviously Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp is alliterative, but also the commercial shrimping industry actually got off the ground here in Jacksonville. Fernandina Beach is where the commercial shrimping industry kicked off in the 1920s. They figured out how to shrimp and keep the shrimp on the boats refrigerated. So there's a local tie-in. Mayport shrimp is still the best jumbo shrimp that you'll ever have from right here in Jacksonville, which is great. So there's that tie-in to it as well. And then, you know, when we were coming up with it, Mike, you're right. We don't want to just be known as a baseball team. We very intentionally made a logo that doesn't have a baseball bat or a baseball on it. Now, we're not as egotistical to think that we're Apple or Disney, but when you see that Apple logo or you see the Disney logo, you're immediately brought someplace and you think of what the brand means to you. And so our idea with that Jumbo Shrimp logo, at least in the Jacksonville area, is to immediately think of that's a family place where people like to have fun. We do beer festivals. We do dollar movie nights where people pay a buck to sit on our field and watch the latest Disney movie up on our video board. So, yeah, we wanted to create something that fit our business model, which isn't just baseball. And it's not just an April to September operation either. We wanted to be a year-round family entertainment center.
So we've had the owner of the Savannah Bananas on, and they came out to San Jose because they played all around the country. Do you know how much those tickets went for?
Cool. Yeah, we've had the fortune of hosting them for the last 2 years, and that is those are Super Bowl level prices to get in the door. And what Jesse has done with the Bananas and now taking it on the major leagues stadiums is really, really cool. And they've got the great ability to be able to do all that fun stuff. And we're definitely definitely fans of what they do for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were like $500 a ticket. And we're talking, and it's like $900 for, really good seats. And you're talking 40,000 people.
Yeah. And they're all sold out and you can't touch them. It's a heck of a business model they've got going for them.
No, sure. I have a question, Noel. How do you feel about welcoming the A's to your ranks of minor league teams?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, Mike and I were talking about this the other day, and I'll say, from a minor league perspective, And we had a little bit of an experience with this when Toronto played in Buffalo during the COVID season. That minor league facility is going to get some upgrades. They're going to have major league quality facilities, batting cages, clubhouses, food areas. So from a minor league perspective, it's going to be a pain in the neck in the short term, but for the long term, the investment that has to be made to upgrade
the facility. No, with all due respect, that's not going to happen. The ownership for the A's is not going A's, to go to like IKEA, and he's going to go to like eBay and get anything that's upgradable. He's going to do on the absolute cheap or not at all, because the guy doesn't want to spend money. He just wants to get money. He doesn't want to spend it. So I won't be surprised if he doesn't make almost any changes to the.
That payroll hasn't really changed a lot. I remember about 10 years ago, I interviewed Billy Bean, and I said, "Hey, Billy, you know what? Now I was 54 back then, and I said, you know, I can pitch. I can throw in the high 60s. You know, he wasn't very impressed. I couldn't believe he didn't put me on the payroll. I would have worked for cheap. You know. Anyway, the players, Mike, you were asking before we cut to when we are on break about how many famous people have played on the now Jumbo Shrimp.
I have so many questions for it, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But I guess, one other thing about the A's, and we'll get to that, but you and I talked off the air. Now, I was told, and I have not got this actually confirmed, but there's word that the A's may play at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, which is a joke. It's a horrible stadium. Yes, I said that. You didn't say that. The point is, how does a AAA team go from the nice, beautiful Sacramento ballpark to play at a 40,000, 50,000-seat stadium? Nobody's going to show up. How does that hurt the club? That's A. And then B, you educated me. You said, no, actually, you know, this is going to be good for baseball in Sacramento. And I said, how is that going to be? Because it sounds like you're going to get a major league product, but as soon as they leave, what is it going to do to the Rivercats?
And also, how do they play in the summertime? But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see, are they going to do the swap where Sacramento is going to go to Oakland, or are they going to share the facility? Because, you know, either one of those is going to be a huge challenge on that minor league staff that's taxed with selling tickets and sponsorships. After the team leaves, after the major league team leaves, hopefully some of those upgrades will be a little bit more than the IKEA level and the Aldi level, and they'll have some nicer furniture. Maybe that would be the goal that you see there. But you will then. You also see the benefit because presumably those major league ticket prices will be more expensive. And so when the AAA team then takes back over, you'll have that benefit of having the more affordable ticket prices for the
I got to tell you, there's a giant IKEA within driving distance of the Rivercats Stadium, like about a 10 minute drive.
That's true.
So, you know, just warning everyone.
And Noel. By the way, Noel Blaha, the vice president of marketing and media, is with us from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Noel, you said you actually see opportunities for a team like the Rivercats once it's hard to say these names, the A's move to Vegas. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are going to see what can be done on the major league level in a stadium like Sacramento has, which is a great stadium, and the ability that they're going to go from seeing major league caliber baseball and then a more affordable product is going to come back into that market. That is an opportunity for them to tap into revenue streams that maybe they didn't know existed, as well as offering the tickets at a lower level and some of the other packages there too. So, yeah, I would see that as an opportunity challenge rather than something that's going to bog them down. So hopefully that's what Sacramento staff will see it as well.
Now, as far as the Jumbo Shrimp are concerned, talk a little bit about the daily things or some of the intricacies. I mean, literally, do us a favor, because we don't get to sit in your office. We don't get to walk around the stadium for the most part. What is it like to run a ball club at that level? What are the things that people like us, the fans, don't know, don't have a clue about what goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say no two days are the same. I get to wear a lot of different hats, as you alluded to earlier, Mike, and I love that. I love that I get to oversee our merchandise, our promotions, our media relations, our communication department. Like, we all get to do a little bit of everything, which is really great to see. And it's a lot of fun to be able to do that, because if I was going to be in a major league team or an NFL team like we have across the parking lot, I would be focused on doing one thing and one thing only. But I'm very fortunate to have worked for ownership groups in my career that identify quality individuals and create positions and jobs and responsibilities that are in my skill set. So, you know, we are responsible on the day-to-day for putting butts in seats is the end result of what we do, but it goes a lot further. We have relationships within the community, whether it be with our partners, our sponsors, our local schools. We want to be involved with all those people in the community as well. So we get to do a such a variety of things. It's really, really great and enjoyable.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our next break. Do you want to make a mention here for Talk of the Town, 97.7 and 1570 AM WHTX in Youngstown, Ohio. A little shout out to the operations manager, Carl Bloom. Our producer said, hey, make sure you make another mention for these guys. There you go. All right. Here's our second trivia question on the NBA. What is the average height in the NBA? The average height for a player in the NBA. And I don't know if you know, is that mean, mode, or medium? Well, you know, remember those three things in math? But then basically, just what's the average height in the NBA? I'll tell you, it's somewhere between 5'5" and 8'. Okay, that's a hint. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
The Diversified Mortgage Expo is one of the top note investing conferences of the year. Held in person in Nashville, Tennessee, May 31st to June 1st, this conference will help note investors, service providers, note creators, sellers, private lenders, and industry experts network, learn, and expand their business. Join hundreds of investors, institutional sellers, industry experts, private lenders, and service providers at one of the top industry events of the year. Go to diversifiedmortgageexpo.com for details and to register.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Noel Blaha. Trivia question number two on the NBA. What is the average height for a player in the NBA? Anyone?
Noel, you want to go ahead?
I got to say it's 6'10".
No, I'm going to say 6'4".
I was going to say 6'6".
Mike McDowell is correct, 6'6". Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I gave you a hint. I said somewhere between, you know, 5 foot and 8 foot. So I narrowed it down. If I didn't narrow it down for you, you might not have gotten it. I'm just teasing. Our guest, Noel Blaha, from the AAA team, the Jumbo Shrimp. Now, also worked at, you said you did work at single A and double A. Right? Mm-hmm. How much different is the caliber of players?
It's noticeable. You know, that we transitioned here in Jacksonville from double A to triple A for the 21 season. And they're grown men. I mean, I was at the single A level and we literally had 17-year-olds playing with 23 and 24-year-olds. And, you know, here in Jacksonville at the triple A level, you've got guys that are on the 40-man roster of the major league teams. You've got guys that are doing rehab starts, and you've got guys that are hanging on for an extra year of pro baseball. They're, you know, in their late 30s and they think they can get one more shot. So you've got guys that are fully developed and it's a massive difference. I think specifically from double A to triple A, they're much more, you know, these guys are not going to be doing the bonehead little league plays that we saw maybe in single A and sometimes in double A. The triple A guys really are an extension of that major league team. And we kind of saw that also during the COVID years as well, when we hosted some games here, closed door games. The triple A really now, especially because the rosters are larger in the major league level now and the triple A level, is that they really are the extension of the major league teams. And probably some of our triple A teams could beat some of the lower levels major league teams on any given day.
How often do you see guys get moved up?
The Marlins are move their players quite a bit, so we get a lot of fluctuation up and down. And you know, it's pretty exciting. We started last season, the 2023 season, the Braves AAA were in town, and Robert Acuña Jr. did a rehab weekend for us. That was great for the box office. You know, Jacksonville is probably a Braves market for the major league team, so a lot of Braves fans here. So to have a guy like Acuña Jr. Play against us was a box office hit for us. In fact, that week I put up on our digital billboards around town, you know, come see Robert Acuña Jr. So we were promoting the opposing team's player to sell tickets, which worked out really well in our favor.
Yeah, because you're too far from Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, we're probably Tampa Bay. We're you know, closer to Tampa Bay, but generationally, people are Braves fans. You know, this is Braves country. You know, just going back generations.
Yeah, because Miami's way too far away.
Right, right, and just doesn't have the history. You know, only being a club, you know, from the early 90s.
Yeah, and off air, you were saying that there were some famous. Some famous Hall of Famers who were some of the ones who came through Jacksonville.
And that's the great thing about minor league baseball, because any minor league team, again, like I said earlier, everybody in America is, you know, within 100 miles of a minor league baseball team. There's been great players that have come through your towns. And we're very fortunate here in Jacksonville to have a rich baseball history. Hank Aaron played here in the Jacksonville Braves organization. Phil Niekro, Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson, Larry Walker. You know, we've had some great players that have come through here. Alex Rodriguez, you know, it's been great. Through the years, the players that have come through, and any minor league team is going to have that history as well. It's this is where you can see those guys on their ascension. And it's really neat to be able to say, hey, I saw this guy, you know, Giancarlo Stanton played here for the Jacksonville Suns. At the time, he was called Mike Stanton. But the people that have said, oh, man, I saw Stanton hit a home run that went must have gone 500 feet. And I'll believe it. So it's really cool to be able to come and see those guys on their ascension. And the history speaks for itself.
Hey, Noel, what about the balance? Well, I know you mentioned all these great starts, which is awesome. You really have to celebrate those people, don't you? I mean, it's such a rich part of your baseball tradition.
Yeah.
You go to your ballpark, for example. I know there's a big pictures of Tom Seaver out there. I believe Henry Aaron is there as well. How important is it to keep that history alive for the Jumbo Shrimp?
Yeah, it's certainly a balance, right? Because we said we can't control the players. We've got to put, you know, 7,000 fans in the stands, whether we've won 10 in a row or lost 10 in a row. So we can't depend on the players that are currently on the team, certainly, to put butts in seats and sell tickets. But we can celebrate that history, which is what we like to do. And while we're saying that we market to moms and families to come out and have an affordable, fun time and enjoy the fireworks, we also want people to learn the history of the Negro League teams that have played here in Jacksonville, of the great stars like Hank Aaron and Tug McGraw that have pitched here in Jacksonville, and some of those great Royals teams from the 1980s all got their starts here in Jacksonville. Dan Quisenberry, you know, some of these guys that have played here. So keeping that history alive is important, but it is definitely a balance, because we want to attract the casual fan that is just looking for something to do and an activity, but at the same time, we want to respect the history of the baseball that's been played here over 100 years, and get people to come out and enjoy both of those things.
Hey, Noel, I've got a joke for you. What is the one major league team that your team doesn't want to face?
Oh, man. It's got to be our affiliate, right? The Marlins.
No, you don't want to face the Padres. Why not? Because they're the Friars.
There we go. That's right. That's right. I like it. I like it.
Oh, man.
That's
even worse than my dad joke.
That's the one you kind of say for the end.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm glad you already did it, because, yeah.
I'll take the blame for that one.
Yeah, definitely take the blame for that one. How much are the tickets to go see?
Yeah, we start at $5. Yeah. We have a $5 general admission ticket. And we
$5? That's an outrage. I won't stand for that.
$5 and a $2 hot dog at every game. So, yeah, we range all the way up to, you know, $35, $45 seats for behind home plate with waitress service and things like that. But, again, we're trying to appeal to a broad base, and we want to be an inclusive and welcoming environment for our entire community. And so, you know, whether that be the beer-drinking 20-something-year-old that wants to hang out and have a good time, or whether it be the mom that's going to bring the kids, or whether it be the little league team that wants to come out and enjoy seeing top ranked baseball as well.
It's like you went out to dinner and a baseball game broke out.
Exactly.
You know?
It's exactly right.
So like the hockey and the boxing.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly so, right. We're in the hot dog and beer business for sure.
Yeah. So we had, I think they finally folded, or they play somewhere else, but here in Marin County, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, literally San Rafael, which is where I live. We had the San Rafael Pacifics, but it was independent league.
Yeah.
But they considered it a
play for them, maybe.
What's that?
Did Jose Canseco play for them? Maybe.
No, they were. I think they came in existence after he had retired.
He did a home run contest there once.
Yeah. He did that, and then Bill Lee,
baseman,
with the oldest baseman, yeah. Which is kind of interesting, because he actually grew up in our area. Older than I am, and he was actually like best friends with the guy down the street from me. So it was really kind of cool when he went to play for the Red Sox, you know, and eventually the Expos, and then.
He actually pitched in our building last year for the Bananas.
Ah, okay. Hey, yeah. Cause he's got to be 70 now.
Yep.
Hey, 5 seconds. Bill the Spaceman Lease became, when he pitched for the San Rafael Pacifics, he won a game. He became the oldest man in the history of baseball to win a baseball game. Not only that, part of the deal was he also had to bat. He got the winning double RBI. hitting his own. By the way, he makes his own bats. I don't know if you guys knew that. I think probably your players use them all. He has his own maple. Yeah, it's quite a story.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Travers is his son-in-law. And Steve was affiliated with the Oakland A's. And I think he hurt his shoulder. He was a good pitcher, but he hurt his shoulder. So it's all this local stuff. In fact, Steve played on the team that was considered the best baseball team in the country back in 1976. Or maybe he had just graduated, because that's the one with Buddy Biancolana. Yeah.
Anyway,
long story on that.
Buddy played here in Jacksonville in the 70s. The Suns were a Royals affiliate, so Buddy came through Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Remember when he was on Letterman when the World Series?
Yes. That was so funny. I mean, a lot. He told me that a lot of that was just sort of off the top of his head, but it was so funny because he gave him what looked like a brand new bat, and he goes, "Yeah, I don't get too many hits." So,
what his mom had said, which was that Buddy Biancolana is closer to Pete Rose in hits than David Letterman was to Johnny Carson in laughs.
Exactly.
That's for David Letterman. He had no response to that.
That's definitely
a good one. All right, guys, we have about 2 minutes before we cut to our last break. What else you want to cover in the last 2 minutes?
Hey, no, real important. I don't really want to talk about the Savannah Bananas, but one of the things about this club is very interesting. Your product particularly is professional baseball, and it's serious big time business. Yeah. And you've kind of reiterated that. But you and I have also mentioned, you're entertainment, man. You are entertainment. And especially in today's generation, you know, people expect a whole new level of thing. You go to a game now, you got music popping, DJs, blah, blah, blah. Now, is there something from the wackiness? Because Major League Baseball, the beauty of it, you can get so creative. You don't see things at your level that you'll see at the MLB level. Now, could you take any of that crazy stuff like a breakdancing first base coach and apply it to your product?
Yeah, we certainly do. We try to steal, and you know what I say in minor league baseball, there's no original ideas. There's just good ideas made better. So yeah, anything that the Bananas do, if we can try and fit that, we can't put a Hooters girl out to coach third base, you know, like they could. But we could do something funny between innings and send out a guy that's dressed like the umpire and have the umpire break dance. You know, there's tons of stuff that we can do there, and we certainly want to emulate those. And like I said, we like to co-opt and steal some of those ideas that are out there and make them our own. And so, yeah, there's a whole world of being able to do that and steal those ideas and make them our own.
Anything wacky very coming cool up that you can divulge with you guys? Are you guys going to be doing anything crazy?
We've got probably one of our fun jersey designs this year that we're doing is public domain jersey. So we've got a jersey that's got Starry Night by Van Gogh. It's got King Kong and it's got Mickey Mouse on there because they've all entered the public domain. And that's going to be a jumbo shrimp jersey with all those.
Very, very cool. I definitely got to see that when it comes out. All right, guys, here's our last trivia question on the NBA. Who was the youngest regular season MVP? All right. So MVP, not NBA. Who was the youngest in the regular season? So forget the playoffs and all that. All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. When we come back, we're going to have our thoughts of the day and a little last minute talk of sports and business. Don't press that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Noel Blaha, from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp AAA team. All right, the last trivia question on the NBA. Who was the youngest regular season MVP? And I'll say it was within the last 15 years.
Last 15 years. Oh.
I mean, I could say last 50 years, but that, you know, I'm trying to give you a little bit of a hint.
Well, I was going to say Wes Unseld, but that is no. Way past that cut off. 15 years.
Yeah, obviously, you'll know this player.
Is Wes Giannis?
How about LeBron James?
No, Derrick Rose.
Wow. Okay.
Derrick Rose. Yeah, I know.
I didn't realize.
Was he with the Bulls then?
Yeah, he was with the Bulls. It's kind of down year for the MVP.
Yeah. Well, Noel Blaha, media VP from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Next time it's funny, we were thinking about going to Jacksonville after my daughter's getting married in New Orleans, and then we were going to think about where to go and thinking, okay, October, how good is Florida in October? I guess it's potentially hurricanes.
Great. The hurricanes will wind down. Those are the money months. So October to February, it's perfect.
It's perfect. I'll tell my wife.
I drove through Jacksonville in 95, and it was still the Jaguar Stadium was just being built. I have pictures of it just being constructed. So it's been a long time.
You know, and a lot of people, I never stayed in Jacksonville until I moved here for the job, but it's a great place. And a lot of people drive through it.
We'll have to check that out. All right, here's our thoughts for the day. So I dreamt I was Ebenezer Scrooge, and after I was in the dark after not paying my PG&E bill, I was visited by the ghost of Christmas past due. Give a man a gun and he will rob a bank. Give a man a bank and he'll rob everyone. Boy, is that true. All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Take care.
So long.
Go shrimp.
Go shrimp. I like that.
Right.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Edward. Mike, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
Thank you very much
for being our guest.
Mike, thanks for inviting him.
Good stuff. Thanks, all.